Welcome back to another edition of the Free Agent Fans Podcast. It is 2024. Man, happy new year, everybody. Hope everyone enjoyed their holidays, however you celebrate. We shut it down kind of late in the year, last year, but we back. We getting back started, doing some new things. We're going to try to start doing some videoing. This is the year. This is the year for video. And getting out on our YouTube page and a whole lot of other stuff we got going on. Stay tuned for our very next Gut Check podcast. We're going to be talking about abuse. So stay tuned for that. That's going to be exciting. And just get prepared for a very exciting year. This isn't going to be a full, complete podcast. Kind of be informational. I saw in the news the other day about six people came up missing. One male, three females, three one male adult, three females adults, and two children, a male and a female child. They came up missing last year, August, from Berkeley here in Missouri. It's right by our airport, Lambert, St. Louis International. If you know anything, seen these people, please reach out. Tell somebody, you know, their families, loved ones looking for them. Apparently they were, it's being believed, it's alleged that they were a part of an online cult, which I went out on searching online to find out a little bit about the leader of this cult, and I found a site called Motherboard. And I'm just going to read you what they reported straight from Motherboard site and let you decide. You know, I'm going to do a podcast later in the year on cults as well, but let's get started. I'm just going to read you what Motherboard reported on this guy, the leader of this cult where these six people have come up missing. So it starts with this. An online prophet with a huge following has been convicted of child abuse. Okay, so the guy's name, Rashad Jamal. I've never heard of him. This is all new to me, so I'm just going to read what they have here. Rashad Jamal, a new age prophet with a huge online following among esoteric black communities, has been convicted of child molestation and cruelty to children. According to court documents obtained by Motherboard, a Georgia judge sentenced him to 18 years in prison and 22 more on probation for a total of 40 years. Jamal is among the most influential in a group of loosely affiliated spiritual influencers with large followings on Instagram and TikTok. Jamal has more than 84,000 followers on Instagram, nearly 176,000 on TikTok, and 50,000 subscribers on YouTube. Wow. And a lot of big numbers. As Motherboard, well, at least according to me and my podcast, those are big numbers. As Motherboard has previously reported, several of his most ardent followers have themselves been arrested, sometimes in confrontations with police and the public stemming from their unusual beliefs, including two cases involving murder. Whoa. His conviction has immediately generated new conspiracy theories among his most devoted followers, who insist that the case against him is designed to quell his spiritual power and reach. That's typical. That's what you usually hear anytime somebody, you know, and believe me, I'm not trying to tell you guys what to believe in or how to believe or how to worship or whatever the case may be. But sometimes you just got to be careful with who you allow into that space, into your spiritual space. All right, continuing. Jamal, whose legal name is White, was convicted of one count of child molestation and one count of cruelty to children in the first degree. He was found not guilty on another count of child molestation. The child he was convicted of abusing is the child of his previous romantic partner, Darshell Smith, with whom he also has a son. So he's got two children with this young lady, and I guess one's a boy, one's a girl, and he's being accused of abusing and molesting the daughter. It's his own daughter. Ew. Okay, anyway. Don't make it right either way, but I hope I'm reading that right. But anyway, Smith previously told Vice that she's been subject to harassment and threats from Jamal's followers after going to the police, which she did after her child disclosed the abuse to her. Jamal is the latest in a series of new age influencers who blend ideas about black self-determination with unusual, sometimes bizarre beliefs. Now, this is coming straight from Motherboard site. These are not my words. He claims to be a semi-divine being brought back to Earth to heal the planet, says black and Latino people are gods and goddesses, accuses NBA players of being synthetic robots, says the government is modifying the weather, and repeats a variety of anti-vaccine talking points. His online platform, the University of Cosmic Intelligence, sells videos of his lectures as well as crystals and jewelry, and has marketed in-person mass meditations. It's also a home for his rap videos. Jamal previously had a more conventional career track as an up-and-coming rapper. So Scott was an up-and-coming rapper and decided to do a be spiritual and start up a spiritual group, or what some people call a cult, depending on who you are and what side of the fence you on. Among the people who have followed Jamal's work are Yasmin Hyder and Crystal Pinkins. Hyder is accused of shooting a motorist, Adam Simji, during an August 2022 confrontation in a state park in Alabama. Pinkins is accused of watching from the woods during the shooting and then fleeing, leading police to what they initially described as an off-grid community living in tents in the woods. They also found Pinkins' five-year-old child wielding a shotgun. Both Pinkins and Hyder are now under federal indictment and facing trial. Mental health evaluations have been ordered for both women. The U.S. Forest Service told Motherboard it was not aware of an off-grid community. Why are these people always in, like, tents? And, I mean, can't you have spiritual enlightenment without being in tents and, you know, living, like, weird, I guess you would say? I don't know. I guess maybe living in tents is not weird to some people, but I don't know. I can't. I don't know. I don't know. It's too much to unpackage there. And you got a five-year-old with a shotgun? Ugh. Man, I mean, I started teaching my son guns early, but I didn't let him just walk around with a shotgun. Okay, back to Motherboard's report. In another case, a follower of Jamal's named Damian Washam, who also lived in Alabama, is accused of killing his mother with a ninja-style sword. In the lead up to the killing, Washam's father told us, meaning Motherboard, he'd become increasingly immersed in Jamal's content, ordering edged weapons online, jewelry from Jamal's UCI, and developing obsessions with things like Egyptian gods and the underworld that Jamal discusses in his content. Jamal does not advocate for murder or overt violence of any kind, and it remains unclear what other factors may have led to Washam's alleged violence against his mother. Now, I almost went out and started listening to some of this guy's stuff before I did this, but I figured I wasn't going to do that yet, since I'm just going to read straight from Motherboard's page. And then I started thinking, like, well, this dude got subliminal message, and all of a sudden I started acting crazy, or, you know, but really, can I really call them crazy? I don't know them. It's just something that they believe in. It seems a little weird, a little odd. And that's what we typically do, call people crazy if they don't believe or fall in line with what we consider norm. So trying to get out of the habit of doing that. Don't know what they're going through or what they're seeking. Just know that they have family members here. The six that are currently missing have family members here that love them and wish they would come home. I don't know any of them, didn't know any of them, but I certainly would hope somebody would have some compassion if it were my family members. So anyway, back to the story. Jamal's imprisonment created anger and consternation amongst his fans, who insisted he was being set up by undisclosed and powerful forces. An online petition seeking his release garnered some 9,000 signatures, and more people continue to sign it to this day. After Jamal was convicted, his Twitter account, which Motherboard believes to be run by his wife, tweeted, "Hawaii on fire," and LA flooding, and I was found guilty unrighteously, let this be a sign that the forces will fight for he who they sent. The statement was signed Divine Insight, another moniker that Jamal uses. Jamal's wife used his Instagram account to briefly go live, appearing to be in tears as she began speaking. Among other things, she told his followers the evidence was tampered with. There were no evidence. Jamal's wife and followers have also said online that he got 16 years in prison, which seems to account for the 15 months he has already served in jail, which the judge credited in the sentence documents, in the sentencing documents. All across social media, Jamal's followers took his conviction as proof that spiritually powerful black people are targeted by the political establishment. On TikTok, many of them shared his previous videos in which he warned that they was coming for him. Quotes, that's his words, that they were coming for him. As one person wrote, one of his followers wrote that. Darshelle Smith, whose child was abused by Jamal, is also black. She previously told Motherboard, after everything we've been through, why would a black mother come and lie on a black man who's supposedly trying to uplift people in a positive way? I heard that. I received that. But we all know that it has happened. Sometimes it happens. You know, people get upset, they get angry for whatever reason, and you know, you lash out however you feel, you know, makes you feel good, or whatever you feel like is going to give you the results that you want. So you do it. And we all know that, you know, I agree with this young lady. I mean, anytime a child says that somebody's touching them or doing something to them, you got to believe that child. And if person is innocent, let them prove their innocence. But you gotta take that to the next level and find out if it's true or not, because I would much rather, if it was me and somebody was saying I was doing that to a child, I would much rather prove my innocence in court than that child be actually getting, because it may be somebody else molesting, or that child, you know, just continue to endure that. And you can figure out why that child picked me or whoever else, you know, innocent, or may find out that it was the parent, you know, coaching the child or whatever. I watch a lot of Steve Wilkos, and a lot of that, sometimes it happens on there. It's just be coaching and be some baby mama upset or mad or whatever, and coach the child to say that the father's touching them so he can get in trouble. But lie detector test never lies. So anyway, back to it. While Jamal's imprisonment is undoubtedly a setback for him, it gives new grist to the mill of similarly positioned online influencers. Can talk about his case to gain new followers and perhaps set themselves up to take on a bit of his audience. Whoa, that's not what I'm doing here. I didn't even know. I didn't know I was going to read this. I didn't read this story. I'm reading this as I go. No, that's not what I'm doing here. Because I'm not a spiritual online influencer. I didn't even know there was a lot of that going on online. I usually just hear about these stories like Dr. Phil when he was out, or somebody else would do a story on a cult or whatever, and I would see a documentary. I didn't even know, like, you know, that. I guess it makes sense that they're all online, but I always used to watch those shows and be like, how do people get caught up into that? How do you join it? What makes people, you know, what are you looking for? Because I'm not looking for that type of spirituality. Like, I've read the Bible, I've read the Quran, you know, I followed some of the teachings of Muslims and Christians and all that. But at the end of the day, you know, I feel comfortable making up my mind on what I choose to believe and what I choose to let into my spiritual mindset. But anyway, one would-be influencer calling himself I Am Ra urged his TikTok followers to stay on mission rather than trying to break him out of jail. Jamal's University of Cosmic Intelligence page, meanwhile, implored his followers to send money, buy his crystals online, and stream his album in support. I sound like he's trying to get some commissary built up for the long stay in prison. And it always seems to be, you know, it goes back to that, to the whole money thing, which makes me, now I won't say always, but sometimes, which makes me kind of think, was it all about money in the first place and the money ran out? Or did they even believe the stuff that they was telling these people? Truly, you know, sometimes when you see those situations where it's a money grab and the person who started the cult. They're living high on the hog and, you know, taking fancy trips, doing this, doing that. And, you know, you think about that and you see pastors doing that and it's like, okay, so what's the difference? I mean, where's that fine line between calling it a cult and religion? Because everybody doing it, everybody trying to get paid. But anyway, back to the story. Rashad Jamal got 16 years of jail time for speaking against the real oppressors. Stay spiritual. A video posted on Jamal's TikTok page said, in text posted on top of a still image of him, "Stay dangerous, it's war." An attorney for Jamal acknowledged a request for comment from Motherboard before his trial began, but has not to date provided any comment on his behalf. So that was me just reading word for word what Motherboard reported about this leader of this cult who authorities here, where I live in Missouri, they believe the six people that came up missing were a part of this cult or followers of this guy, Jamal. And now those people are missing. And it's saying that they changed their names and all sorts of things. Young people, too. I think the oldest, the guy, the gentleman's 29 years old. The two females are 26, 25. Both of the two children are 3 years old. And it's very disturbing. And, you know, it makes you wonder. I mean, if you're legit with what you're doing, what bothers me is why the need to cut off all your family, all your friends. You know, I get it sometimes. You gotta be poor. You gotta humble yourself. You gotta do this. You gotta do that. Yeah, I get that. But you can humble yourself and support your cause or whatever it is that you're into without abandoning your friends and loved ones, because then that becomes worrisome to them. You know, you got a lot of people worried about you. With that being said, is it, I don't know, I guess my question to all this would be, again, how do you, I mean, what, where do you, I guess it's a question of, I don't even know, well, I guess that's not really a valid question, but I mean, how far do you go to show your spirituality? And shouldn't it be questioned if a religious group or a religious person ask you to give up all your friends and family and all of that and go off the grid? Shouldn't that be questioned? Like, you know, why? Why do we have to do that? I remember a pastor I used to have it when I one church that I used to go to, the St. Louis Dream Center. And my pastor used to say all the time, if you're not questioning it, you're doing it wrong. And you should have questions. And so if I'm sitting listening to somebody and they're telling me, you know, you got to disown everybody you love and everything that you care about, that's a problem for me. Now I'm starting to question, you know, what's going on? So, I mean, there's so many boxes you can open here. Do these people have mental issues already? Is there something going on? What are they searching for? Do they have trauma in their lives, What pushed them down this road and, you know, to where they just gravitated to this in particular? Because I think it could have been anything. It could have been a situation where these people very well could have walked into a church and now all of a sudden they're Christians, or they could have walked into a mosque and now they're Muslims, or however it goes. And, you know, it's like they just needed something in their lives. And that was there at that time when they needed what they needed in their lives. That's what makes me kind of think. And, you know, I don't really understand the whole cult thing unless you broaden it out a little bit and say all of religion can be considered a cult at some point. You know, what makes the cult, I guess I probably should have dictionaried it. But, you know, I guess that still comes back to, what do you consider extreme? Because you could say it's people doing extreme things and like giving up their family and friends and all of their worldly possessions, whatever. But I believe the Bible had people in there that did that themselves and were probably, I'm sure, crucified by people who didn't agree with them. And they were probably called cultists, or that's a cult, because people didn't agree with it. So, I mean, the term could be, it's so broad and used so loosely. It could be, you know, anytime something seems crazy, air quotes, oh, they in a cult. Or, oh, that just don't make sense. Goes back to that, oh, there's only one thing to follow, one religion. I mean, when it becomes harmful, then I guess that's when it's a problem. Me praying at night, I'm not harming anybody. Praying for a friend or a relative that has an issue or whatever, that's not harming anybody. When you disappear and have no contact or communication with your family, that's harming somebody. It's hurting them. It's harming your family and your friends. You may be okay and know exactly what you're doing, but you're hurting those who love you because they don't. They don't understand it, and they don't have to. Which I read, one of the mothers of one of the missing people said that, we just want to, you can do what you got to do, but we just want to be in contact with you and know that you're safe and that we love you. It's not a thing of where we're going to try to change you or, no, you shouldn't be doing that. That's crazy. You're in a cult, whatever, whatever. As long as it's not harming you or hurting you, and it's not one of those cults where, oh, we're going to do a mass suicide or something like that, then hey, do what you got to do to make you feel good spiritually, but don't throw us away. We your family. We love you. A phone call once a week here or there. Hey, I'm doing good. We just pray, whatever. And keep it moving like that. I think that's when it starts, when people start to want to put the label on it as a cult, because it gets creepy at that point. It's like you having a girlfriend that don't want you to talk to your family, only talk to her, or a boyfriend that does the same, that's controlling. It's creepy. It's weird. And when these cults start doing that, that's when it gets weird. I watched the documentary again. I watched it before, but I watched it again not too long ago on the lady that called herself Mother God. And very good documentary. It's not coming to my mind right now what it was called, but just Google Mother God and watch that documentary, and you'll see what I'm talking about. It was very eye-opening and enlightening. I guess I'm gonna leave it here, because I don't have any answers. This is all, it's just mind-blowing to me, and I could sit here all night trying to figure it out, or all day, whatever, trying to figure it out, and I never will, because it comes down to people's personal preference, I guess. What you believe, what you choose to follow, what you choose to gravitate to. But all I can say at the end of the day is, if it's not hurting you or anyone else, then hey, more power to you. But in this case, it seems like, and in the case of most of these things that get labeled as cults, these spiritual journeys that get labeled as cults, it usually ends up hurting somebody somewhere down the line. Now, I can't say that about all of them, because there could be some that are existing right now to this day that's been around for 20, 30 years, and nobody's gotten hurt, and we don't know about them because nobody got hurt, so they don't get the label as a cult. But if that's you, just be careful who you allow into your mind, into your spiritual space, and talk to people about it before you make that decision. Talk to people outside of it. Talk to your friends, your family, and just get some more insight on it. And friends and family, when they do talk to you, if they do, be objective, be open, listen. Don't just call them crazy and push them, because you're just pushing them further into it when you do that. And lastly, I'll say, if you know anything about these missing six, I'll give you some names here. Namon Williams, 29 years old. That's the gentleman. Gabrielle Germain, 26-year-old female, and her 3-year-old son, Ashton Mitchell. Michaela Thompson, 23 years old, and Michaela Wickerson, 25, and her 3-year-old daughter, Malia. That's the six people that are missing. Google it, go online. Once I start videoing, of course, I'll have pictures. I would have had pictures up for this one, but I am not there yet. But if you know anything, reach out to an authority or somebody. Let's get prepared for some big things. We got some bigger, better shows coming. There will be, like I said, some video coming. You guys get to see what we look like. And it's going to be interesting, because when the entire group is together, we do shots during it. You can't see that. You don't know that. But if you listen to those podcasts, you can tell that sometimes somebody has had one too many shots. But It's all in love and fun. We don't try to hurt anybody's feelings. If we ever do, reach out to us and let us know. You know, go to the website, thefreeagentfans.com. Send us a message. Let us know what you think. Let us know if we're offensive. You know, we do this for fun and we enjoy it. And our new topics coming up, some of them won't always be as fun. Like we're doing some serious ones in the Gut Check podcast on Fridays. They're going to be serious topics, and there will be some that'll be lighthearted and fun. So just stick with us. Stay tuned. We got more coming up, and it's 2024, y'all. Let's go get it. Y'all stay blessed out there. Thank you.